Bezer Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shai Tivun Perik Hey, Shin 154, where we started talking about the importance of expressing love to other people is sometimes in the form of correcting them. Sometimes in order to fulfill the mitzvah of loving your friend like yourself is to give the person the proper correction. If you see the person doing something which is halachically incorrect, you are obligated, as we mentioned last time, to tell a person privately and to correct him, that he shouldn't fall into the evil of the ra in this world and the next. Sometimes people don't even know. Like I told you the story, someone reached out to me on the other share. He sends me a message, a text message. He says, I was listening to the share, and just now the Muslim share. He says, he was laughing so hard when I said over that story how I accidentally found myself in the Kiddush club. And I thought the earth was going to grow up, going to open up and swallow me up inside. He said he had to send me a text message that he said he was laughing so hard, you know. So you know, imagine somebody saw me walking in there. And he knows, I don't want to be found caught over there. Imagine you saw me going there. So what would he do? Imagine you saw me. He would be like, put your hand on my shoulder. You don't want to go that direction. I'm like, what, isn't the davening over now? Like, no. That's the Kiddush club. You can't even say those words. Those words are treif. A Kiddush club, what does that mean? You leave to leave davening? You know, sometimes people are busy a whole week. They don't have too much time to learn. And sometimes the Chafetz Chaim writes about this. The Chafetz Chaim says in other Sfarim, not just this one. And he says sometimes the only words of Torah they're going to hear is on Shabbos from the Rav. So what do? They go to the Kiddush club. So now what are they left with? So where are they getting their spiritual boost and recharging their batteries? They're not even listening to the Rav in the shul during davening, during his drasha. For what? For a little schnapps and socializing? Wait till after davening. The kain b'zeh mitzvah seseh shel ha'ichocho, the kain mitzvah shel after recha kamaicha. And he says you fulfill two mitzvahs now. The mitzvah of teichocho and the mitzvah of after recha kamaicha. And now we continue where we left off. You know what's going to happen now? When you educate somebody, and I'm using the word educate as opposed to the word rebuke, because sometimes people misuse the word rebuke. When you educate the person, given the proper teichacha, you know what happens? You brought such simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such nachas. You know, earlier today, My son's Rebbe's call was calling me. I couldn't get the phone, I have to call him back. So he left me a message. He says, I'm not calling about your son. Your son's wonderful. I should have called him about him beforehand. Your son's doing great. I'm calling about a totally different topic. He's a friend of mine. He wants to talk to me about something. I have no idea. I'll call him back. What parent doesn't want nachas from the children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the nachas from us when he sees we care about each other. How do we care about each other? Not just in the physical sense, spiritually. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm so proud of you. Because you helped another Yid serve him properly. Do the right thing. But if a person ignores other people, and even more so, he goes and he embarrasses this person. He makes fun of him in front of other people. Sounds disgusting, right? It is disgusting. Instead of helping the person, educating the person, he goes and he makes fun of this person. What does Hashem get out of this? What can this be compared to? It's like a person has a son, and the son was misbehaving. So you know what happens? different. Just picture what happens. You have a kid who's misbehaving in shul. He runs around, wreaking havoc, ruining the shul, new dining room, social room. Someone comes to the father, screams at the father in front of other people, and says, "This is what you do? You get your son running around like this? Watch your kid. Don't bring him here." Now, the child and the father, they're wrong. If you bring a son to shul, bring a daughter to shul, whatever you bring, whoever you bring, they have to be sitting down properly. A shul is not a playground. And you know how many times it happens that children are running around destroying the shul? Destroying it. And then the shul has to have a campaign to fix. Does it make any sense? The shul is not a babysitting option where now it's break time from the parent. You know how many times I hear stories? Your kids crying during the kiddush and the parents are socializing? And people find the little child. Everybody knows what kid this is? So in the mashal, the Chavetz Chaim says over here, he says the parent who's irate and is fuming mad, he starts and screams at the father whose child is making problems in front of other people. And the father's getting embarrassed. And now the father's upset at the child because the reason why the father's embarrassed is because of the child. What was the correct approach? This individual should have pulled the father aside, politely explained to him, "What's going on? What happened?" But to publicly embarrass the father, so many isurim are taking place like this. Horrific isurim. Vanim is binding. Furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, you see very clearly that person who is embarrassing this other father, the child, does not really care to do this for the right reason. You know why? If you do it for the right reason, he would do it the right way also. You should have done this privately. The person's intention is to laugh and rejoice at that other person's downfall. It sounds disgusting. What kind of person would do something like this? Rabbi Yisai, last I checked, we have a Koisel Maravi. We have the Western Wall, but there's no Beis Hamikdash. And the number one reason is Sinas Chinam. This is what's called Sinas Chinam. Ein ze kim royal leiv, this is because of an evil heart. Some people unfortunately have an evil heart, and the Chavetz Chaim is telling us we have to realize the result of our actions, how powerful they are. If we see a child misbehaving in shul like this, and the parent, the father doesn't know, the right person has to go over in the right way, privately, and explain to the parent what's taking place.